Shkolim Perk Beis Mishnah Hey. Most of Shkolim Chulin. Same like we had previously. Like the Rav explains, the person gathers money and he says, I'm going to gather and everything that I'm gathering is going to be for my Shkolim, my Machzis HaShekel. And then when he comes and he counts it afterwards, he sees that he counted more. Like Beis Hillel says, Meister Shkolim Chulin, whatever's left over, since a Machzis HaShekel has a set amount, anything more than that is considered Chol. You get to keep it. Meister Asiris HaEifa. If a person's bringing a carbon chatas from a mincha, from flour, which means he's really poor, and he's gathering enough flour for the asir sa'efa to bring his a chatas, and there's left over from what he was gathering, he said the same type of thing we said, where whatever I'm gathering here is for asir sa'efa, for the mincha. Moise kinei zavin, or the kinei zavin, the birds that a zav brings, kinei zavis, v'kinei yodos, or a zava, or a woman that gives birth. All these have to bring two birds, v'chatos v'ashamos, or if a person sets aside money for a chatas, for an asham. All these cases, maisrehen nedava. These he cannot keep according to Beis Hillel, according to everybody. They have to be brought as a nedava, which means that he gives it to Hekdish, that they use it for the olas nedava, for the kayetz hamizbeach. They would just have a certain kupa, a chest, where they would put the money there that they would use to buy birds and feed the mizbeach from this chest. Zeh klal, kol shu ba l'shem chatas l'shem ashma, meisaron nedava. The klal is that anything that comes for a chatas or for an asham, some type of kapara, since there's no specific shear, whatever's left over is a nedava. Next, meisar oila la'oila. If a person set aside money to buy an ola and it was left over, so he should bring with that leftover, he should use that leftover money, another ola. Moser mincha l'mincha. Money left over that was set aside for a mincha goes for a mincha. Meisar shlamim l'shlamim, and a shlam for a shlamim. Meisar Pesach l'shlamim, anything left over from a carbon Pesach, money used for carbon Pesach, that actually goes for a carbon shlamim. That's learned out from a pasuk. The Rav says, "V'zavachta Pesach l'shem okecha tzon uvakar." Even though bakar is never brought for a carbon Pesach, it's always tzon. Why is it written there? To teach us a drasha that anything left over from a Pesach should be bought from tzon uvakar. And what's brought from tzon uvakar? That's a regular shlamim. You use it for shlamim. Anything left over. Most nazirim l'nazirim. If they set aside money for different Nazirim, and there's more money left over for the karbanos of the Nazirim, so the leftover money should be brought for other Nazirim. Moser Nazir l'nedava. But if a specific Nazir set aside money for his karban Naziris, and there's leftover, he doesn't expect to be a Nazir anymore, so his leftover money should be in nedava. It should go to the Kaitzam Mizbeach. Moser Aniyim l'Aniyim. Similarly, if they set aside money for Aniyim, and there was too much money there, and there's leftover, the rest of the money should go to other aniyim. They shouldn't keep it. Meiser ani. And what if they set aside money for a specific ani that he should have food or whatever, or clothing, and there was money left over? So they should give that money to that same ani. And similarly, meiser shvuyim l'shvuyim. If there was leftover money that they set up for shvuyim to be redeemed, and there was leftover money, they would give it for other shvuyim that would need to be redeemed. Meiser shavoy. But if they specifically designated one person that was held captive, and there's money left over, he would be the one to get that money. Moser ha-mesim la-mesim. If they set aside money to bury mesim, and there's money left over, that should go to other mesim. Moser ha-mes li-yarshav. Anything that's left over for a specific person that dies goes to his yarshim. There's a shaila what the rotzon of the mes is. If there's money left over, does he want it just to go to his offspring, even though it's a bizayon to him that they raised money for him, and now it's not being used for his coven? Or should the rest of it be used to further enhance his coven, not just for his burial, but to make him a nicer burial place, or a nicer matzeva? So Rabbi Meir Omer, Moser HaMes Yemunach Ad Sheyavo Eliyahu. Rabbi Meir was mesupik what the rotzen of the mace really was with this extra money, and therefore, you leave it over until Eliyahu Navi comes. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Moser HaMes Boinin Loi Nefesh Al Kivroi. Rabbi Nosson was sure that the rotzen of the meis is not to give to his children, and he's not moichel on his bizayon. Therefore, you for sure would build like a matzeva on his grave. The Rav says that this is only talking about when he had leftover money. So this is only when there was leftover. Whatever case, so they took it for the tzarech of the kvuras hameis because they thought he needed, but in the end, they realized that the guy had money to begin with. So the whole thing that they collected, not just the leftovers, but the whole thing was a mistake. There, you do not give it to the yarshim, you give it back to the people, according to the Rav and the Rush. And the Rab brings down a Yerushalmi with all these cases in the Mishnayis with Aniyim or Mesim or Shvuyim, any money that's left over. If there are people in charge of the city, like the Chavar Ha'ir, that the people that are Osik and the Tzarchei Tzibur, they're the ones that decide where all the money goes. And they can go and switch and give money to whatever that they feel is necessary and needed at that time. And nobody can be Moicha on them. And he says that's what we teach Halacha L'Maisa.